Tell me how you get a sense of the future of a particular real estate regional market.
Well, as I mentioned a bit ago, one is, what's the quality of life there? Today, people don't just move to where the jobs are. They move to where they want to live and then find a job. And so what do businesses do? They say, let's locate where people want to live. And that's why you'll find so much more new jobs, new businesses being created in the southern states than you do in the northern states, because people want to live in warmer weather. I mean, there's clearly, if you look at the population growth of North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Texas, and compare that to population growth of Indiana or Michigan or Illinois or North Dakota or South Dakota, so you look for quality of life. Where do people want to live? And that's a number one indicator. Number two then, okay, well, let's verify this. Let's take a look at the job growth. All right, so you look at every state, every city has some type of economic development council, economic development board. They're called different names, but they are in the business of attracting firms, and they keep a record of the new jobs being created, the unemployment rate. So we look at these. The technical term is the economic base of an area, and that's the capacity of the area to bring income in, to bring people in from beyond its borders. And that's what I look for. You know, what are the leading industries? What are the industries moving in? Are these growth industries? Or are they dying industries? What's happening to the retirement market? Are there a lot of new retirement subdivisions, resorts, developments going up? Are there mountains? Are there oceans? Are there bays? Are there rivers? Are there woods? These are some of the amenities that I look for.
And so what I'm hearing is that the population trend might be, in a sense, running ahead of the real estate market, that it can take some time for the prices of properties to catch up with the trend. Is that right?
That's right, because the same thing that happened in California. And this is what the emerging growth area theory of value, I should say, is said. They said, let's look at California. California is a very desirable place to live. But do you know that in 1970, the premium that you paid to live in California was very low compared to Indiana? That houses in California were maybe 20 to 30% more expensive than Indiana properties in 1970. Unbelievable. But then as more and more people came into California, their prices now are 10 times what they are in Indiana. So that same theory is being applied to, all right, what happens when North Carolina starts filling up? What happens to Florida? And that's already happening in Florida coastal areas, but some of the areas that haven't yet attracted that huge population growth, the inland area, North Florida, the Panhandle area, are still pretty good buys relative to the future. But we're looking for California kinds of increase, maybe not the same. I think that's too much to hope for, but certainly gains that as the favored areas get filled up, the close-in commutes to the central business districts, the shorelines, these will then push up the prices of properties at far above average rates.
Conversely,